Hello and welcome to the Ideas Coach podcast. I'm Jess Ratcliffe, the Ideas Coach, and I'm the creator of Unleash Your Extraordinary, my signature course that helps you get clarity on what you want and build the mindset and action plan to make it happen. I started Unleash Your Extraordinary after being diagnosed with a life-threatening and one in a million blood disease that completely changed my life and set me on my mission to help you discover your full potential. And discover mine along the way too. So join me every Tuesday for a short and sweet episode designed to leave you feeling inspired, focused, and raring to take action. Speaking of, let's get stuck into this episode. Isn't it frustrating when you're procrastinating on the thing you know you want to do? Because there's a couple of types of procrastination, isn't there? There's procrastinating on chores and things we don't really want to do. So no wonder we put them off because we don't want to bloody do them. But then on the flip side, the painful type of procrastination, the one that leaves us feeling frustrated and deflated and disappointed with ourselves, wondering why the heck can't we just take action, is the type of procrastination where we're putting off taking action on something we actually want to do. And so in this episode, I wanted to riff on, if you will, why you're really procrastinating, because I have a hypothesis. And the good news is I also have a mindset shift. And I'm going to introduce you to the testing mindset, which we've touched on a little bit before in past podcast episodes. Cool, it's a tongue twister. But I wanted to bring it to life in this episode specifically, because when a lot of people start Unleash Your Extraordinary, my course, one of the shared pain points and problems is that they're tired of procrastinating. They're tired of thinking about what they want to do, but not taking action on it. And there is a shared reason, a shared blocker for why we procrastinate. And so my hypothesis for why you're really procrastinating on the thing that you actually want to do, the idea you want to start, the change you want to make, is not because you're lazy. It is not because you're unmotivated. And actually, it's not because you don't know what to do. That's often a big one, isn't it? We tell ourselves, how the heck am I going to make this happen? Or what's my next step? We convince ourselves that we don't know. But the truth, the hypothesis that I want to share with you is that the real reason you're procrastinating is because you care about what you're working on. You care about the idea that you want to bring to life or the change that you want to make. And you're scared. You're scared of the what if. What if this fails? What if no one signs up? What if you pour yourself into this and take time and energy and effort to make it happen and it doesn't quite translate? When it's in reality, it doesn't look like what you see in your head. What if people might roll their eyes or think this about it? So whether it's a fear of failure, fear of judgment from others, you know, living up to their expectation or worrying about what they might say, whether it's the fear of success, which is such a conundrum, isn't it? But we actually are scared of something going well, of it working, because what then? Oh my gosh, doesn't that just lift the Pandora's box lid on what could be possible for us if we actually go for this thing and it works? Whether it is fear of success, fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of rejection, all of these lovely fears that we have to move through to make our big, scary ideas happen, the ones that you really care about and hence why you're procrastinating on them. Hence, who am I? Shakespeare? Goodness me, where did that come from? No matter the fear or how you're hearing it, whether it is, who am I to do this? What if no one signs up? You're hearing those fears because you care about what you're working on. This isn't just an easy idea that you don't really care about or feel that invested in. The thing you want to make happen, whether it is an idea like writing a book, starting a podcast, starting to write articles, or even adding a new product to your business, whether it's that or whether it's making the change that you're craving, like building your confidence, starting to build your profile, or becoming the leader that you want to be. The reason that we procrastinate on even the smallest of action steps is because that fear blocks us from moving forward. But the good news is that when we look at procrastination this way, not as something where it's a problem we have because we're lazy or unmotivated, but instead it being a symptom of fear showing up and blocking us from making our big, scary ideas happen. You know, those ones that aren't easy, that are big to us, that do feel scary because there's fear involved, but are also the most exciting to make happen. And that really, by focusing on making our big, scary ideas happen one step at a time, that's how we get to fulfill our potential. Not by focusing on what feels easy or doable already, but on by stretching ourselves and going after the ideas that just feel slightly out of reach. So now that you know why you're really procrastinating, how the heck do you move through the fear? Well, this is where I want to introduce you to the testing mindset, which I've been developing ever since my diagnosis, and that really builds on the perspective shift that my diagnosis and facing my mortality gave me, which is that our fears are not facts to be believed, but assumptions to be tested. Imagine that. Imagine already the fear that you're hearing no longer being a fact. They are assumptions you're making that just happen to be based on fear. And so the way that we test our assumptions and start building our testing mindset is by hearing the assumption, pulling it out and seeing it as something to be tested and challenged rather than believed. So all of a sudden, that what if no one signs up becomes, huh, I wonder how I could sign people up. I wonder how I could sign up 3 people, 5 people, whatever feels right to you. Because as soon as you've even got one, you have busted that blocker. You have challenged that fear because it so far has led you to believe, what if no one signs up? And so by having one person, it proves it to no longer be true, and we build and iterate from there. Or maybe the example is, and this is a biggie for me, who am I to do this? This was really the fear-based assumption that I first heard that started the testing mindset. Because my first step after hearing, who am I to do this, when I first had the idea for Unleash when it was a workshop, became, well, I'll write the first draft. You know, it was a safe action step for me to take, a small experiment that I could run with me and my notebook, simply drafting out what would be the curriculum or flow of the workshop. It didn't jump straight away to leading the workshop or being on a stage in front of however many people. It was just me and my notebook. But simply by learning and realizing that I had content to share, ideas that I wanted to put into this workshop, and that I could craft an experience over what became then 2 hours, showed me that actually that who am I fear that I was hearing was not a fact, because I could take that next step forward. I had ideas to share. So with the testing mindset, when you know the idea, the thing you want to do but feel blocked by the fear that is stopping you from taking action, it's then about identifying your smallest experiment. Just like crafting that draft in my notebook, what is the smallest action step that you can take simply to challenge that fear rather than stay stuck by it? And so let's bring this to life. To start building your testing mindset, I invite you to think of these 3 questions. What's one idea you want to make happen, but feel stuck from taking action on at the moment? And then, what's one fear-based assumption that is the thing that's holding you back? What's that what if for you? And then when you know that, what is the smallest experiment you could run today? I'm talking a 5-minute tops action step that you could take to challenge that fear. Maybe it's quickly writing your initial ideas of that draft, sending that email, buying the domain name, or maybe planning out the rough notes of your first podcast episode. What's one tiny action step that you could take that challenges that assumption and allows you to turn the fear that was blocking you into an experiment that moves you forward? So there we go. That's why you're really procrastinating. Not because you're lazy, not because you're unmotivated, but because you care about what you're working on. You care about the idea that you want to bring to life. That's why you've been thinking about it for so long, or the change that you're craving to make. That's why it's been on your mind all this time. And you're scared. You're scared that what if I dare to commit to this and it doesn't work out? What if I'm not good enough to make this happen or make it a success? Or, as we uncovered, what if you are good enough and you blow the lid off of Pandora's box of possibilities? And that in itself can also feel overwhelming. But the key is to remember that if you're procrastinating and it feels painful, like you know you want to be moving forward, but you just can't seem to take action, that's a good sign. That shows you care about what you want to bring to life. And so when the fear's kicking in, instead of seeing it as a fact to be believed, see it as an assumption to be tested. And then identify your smallest experiment, one action step that you can take to challenge that fear and turn it into the fuel that moves you forward. And if you're thinking that you want to learn more about the testing mindset and how to build yours so that you can challenge those fears that have been holding you back and feel confident bringing your big, scary idea to life, the one you've been procrastinating on so far, then Unleash Your Extraordinary is for you. And you can sign up for the course this week only. It closes on Saturday, the 27th of February, because not only do you get access to the course, but I'm also with you every single step of the way with our weekly accountability and support over WhatsApp or email. And I'm throwing in a bonus 30-minute one-to-one call with me. So if you're curious about the course and you want to learn more, head to theideascoach.com/unleash and I'll add the link in the show notes. There you'll find the full course breakdown, what we cover module by module, as well as everything that you get inside the course. And the best bit, you can hear from students who have gone through the course and how it's helped them. And if this isn't the right time for you, that's okay. There will be another opportunity to sign up at the end of March. And of course, let me know if you have any questions. You can reach me at The Ideas Coach on Instagram or jess@theideascoach.com over email. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, have a brilliant week and I'll see you then.